is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. Let's go. Raheel joins us at 9 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5. How'd y'all, you know what? We had a lot of fun yesterday at Texas A&M. I thought that was, the interviews were great. Jimbo was great. Osbon was really good. We got a lot of comments about him.
Yeah, he was excellent.
And then
it was great insight. You know, he said something about social media's expectations, and so I followed up on it. And I thought his answer was very insightful. About how, you know, you just have these people think that you're a five-star, you're this, or you're that, or you're the other.
And you got to be perfect.
And he talked about being perfect, but also their expectations of, you know, you got to be out of here in 3 years.
Yeah.
You've got to go to the draft. In reality, it's not, he said, that's not their, this isn't, they don't live in my world. This is our world in football, and we have our own. And I just thought he was very, very learned. For being so young.
And we talked to Mikato about it. Mikato Henson? Yeah, Mikato Henson afterwards. And he was just like, he tells them all to be smart because they're going to get on social media. But honestly, if you're a player nowadays and in the spotlight, I don't see any reason why you would be on. Let all the other people do all the talking while you do the playing. And, you know, I just.
There's a lot of benefits. So, I mean, well, first of all, this is.
In the offseason.
You're a mini star. Like, you know how appealing that is to a lot of people, not just young people.
Unfortunately, you can be disillusioned by it, too.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
And you can be triggered by it, and you can make rash decisions by it because people will be critical. Listen, you don't know that everybody that's following you isn't behind you.
You can get hot girls behind it.
Well, you can get hot girls. And if you can't get hot girls without Twitter or Instagram, then...
It just makes it easier for you to just stay at your own house.
Is that what you want? Is easier girls? That's what you want? Then go to Texas Tech.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I mean...
Whoa! Why did you just bazooka Texas Tech?
I didn't.
The first 2 minutes of the show.
Let me ask you something, John. Your Texas Tech slander. If you had,
I'm sorry.
If you had,
Texas
Tech,
I want to apologize on Friday.
Go ahead.
If you had, let's say you're a college athlete and you had access to all the co-eds on campus strictly through your phone. And one slid into your DMs. Don't you think you'd enjoy that experience?
Listen, we didn't have that. And you,
it's like having delivery services.
If you're a star football player at Texas A&M or any big university, you don't need that.
It's still that way. It just makes it
easier.
It's like a delivery service.
You don't. Yeah,
it's Uber Eats.
Yes,
it's
almost.
In a way.
I like to go out to a nice restaurant. I don't need it delivered every time.
But then you got a tip. Then you got a tip.
That's true.
Well, you got a tip anyway.
Valet parking.
Okay, if you're not tipping Uber Eats, then you're doing it wrong.
You ain't tipping them 20%.
You know what?
Of course, you have delivery fees.
If it's a really good Uber Eats,
do you have to get dressed up?
Do you want to leave the house?
You don't have to get dressed up anytime. You're a football player. You dress how you want.
Take a shower. You have to get dressed
up. Well, you better take a shower anyway.
Uber Eats is just coming.
Take a shower before you go.
Well, okay.
When you leave before practice.
I was literally talking specifically Uber Eats in this particular.
Oh.
I wasn't. Yes.
Oh,
in the other instance, yes. You do need to take a shower. Okay.
All I'm saying is, hey, a couple texts. Be clever. If you eat, maybe you don't even have to be clever.
You don't even.
And. She's at your apartment.
I told you about the guy. I don't think Lance was here. But the player who a girl knocks on the door and his buddy said, "Hey, how are you? Oh, is he here?" Yeah. Went into his room, came out about 20 minutes later. The player came out and said, "Does anybody know who that was?" That really happened. And they were like, "No, I don't know either. I have no idea. Thanks. Bye."
Wow.
And that was before anyone had phones.
How about my buddy GJ Hunter, who played overseas? He was at Tulane when I was there. He was a two guard, and he's from Texas. As a matter of fact, he probably could have been a great wide receiver. All these schools wanted him as a football player. He's a 6'3" wide receiver with speed. Like Arizona State wanted him, and he's like, "No, basketball's my first love." He chose wrong because that guy might be in the league. He might have played in the league. Anyway, So GJ has a good career at Tulane. He goes overseas. He plays in all these. He's told me about stories in Russia where he got, you know, like punched in the face for looking at a Russian girl one time
in Russia,
mobbed up Russia.
Right.
So anyway, he told me about when he was in Korea. It was either Korea or Hong Kong, and he just said he was at. He goes, Lance.
Well, he stood out.
He said, "If I could play, no, it was. It was a. I think it was Hong Kong or Tokyo. He said, if I could stay there forever, I would have. He goes, they only have a certain amount of American players, so I was only there for 2 years. He said, I'd be at a McDonald's eating and just hear banging on the window, and there are girls in there banging on the window, like, J, 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 J. He said somebody showed up at his door. It's like, who's at my real nice apartment that I gave him? He opens the door.
Hey.
Smoke show. Just come. He's like,
well,
I should stay here forever. Like, oh, sorry, you're on a 2-year contract. And by the way, you better be getting 20 a night. Because he said, when you're American playing overseas, he said, when I went over, everyone expected Jordan. He said, so when you went over, if you weren't hitting like 28 a game, he said, you couldn't stop shooting. You couldn't play team ball because your contract was, he said, your contract and your ability to have girls up at your hotel was completely dependent upon you squeezing off as many jumpers as you could because you had to get, you know, near 30 points because that's what they just thought all American players scored 30 points. Yep. Like, if you're American, you should be hitting 30. I'm more of a defensive specialist.
Well, so moral of the story is you if you can't get without, okay, just stay off of social media because here's the deal.
He didn't have an app to have people show up.
Go ahead and have a bad game and watch, or even a good game and watch. If you're at A&M, it's going to be Texas people that are on there. You think they're Aggie fans, and they're not, and they're just trying to trigger you, and they're just trying to goad you, and they're trying to get a response of someone. They're trying to make your life miserable because that's what haters do.
You mean like that? Do you mean like the civil war that we witnessed on our timelines from Aggies and Longhorns?
Oh, my God. Did you see Jackie?
No, I was dealing with my own.
Jackie got triggered, boy.
I wasn't responding to. No one was really talking to me. It was Aggies and Longhorns fighting with me. They're just hitting reply, and I'm just getting all of I'm having to see all the bullets fired.
Well, it was
across.
On that same thread. It was on Jackie and some dude were going at it. Some guy this is a bad look.
Here's
for the
what
Aggies.
Happens. Robert Bjork, the new AD, said, we've got our own platform. We've moved on. Yeah. And for now, I think we're just going to keep it that way in terms of playing University of Texas. And what's happened, it's been interesting because when it first jumped off where A&M went to, when A&M went to the SEC, this was mutual. Neither team wanted to play each other. And then when A&M broached the subject to Texas, and this is a fact, Texas said, nope, we're good. DeLoss came out publicly and said, nah, they want to move, bye-bye, bye-bye. So Texas did that, and so A&M's like, oh, okay. This is how it is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Let's make it like this then. And so now, when I'm thinking everyone's feelings have been smoothed over and maybe we can get a game, it's not happening. So now all the Longhorns are saying, you're scared. Because Longhorns are feeling themselves.
Well,
and
let's
not
forget.
They're number 10 in the nation. They're feeling themselves.
Well,
they want that game now.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't hear them really calling loudly for the game 6 years ago.
Yeah. No. No.
4 years ago?
Keep that same energy, okay?
Yeah.
Here's the deal. Hi, Mary. How are you? How's mom? Is she good? Okay, Mary's in there with Dell. She's rubbing his back right now.
No,
it's
she's
very
not.
Interesting.
That's, no, she's not.
It's very interesting what's going on.
Why
in there.
Do you lie?
I don't know.
I'm not lying
weird.
About
is
anything.
It's weird. Yes, it is. You're lying.
I don't.
And it's unnecessary.
You know what it seems like.
God, it seemed like it was happening
mom's
to me. Listening. Okay.
And mom's listening.
I just envisioned.
Mom's listening.
What are you envisioning?
Her rubbing your shoulders.
Mom is listening. But you know I don't like people touching me. Why would she be rubbing my shoulders?
I just thought that was the case.
Why?
Maybe I misremembered.
Do I give off a vibe? It's like, hey, intern, rub my shoulders.
Maybe.
Like in social media, ignore it and maybe it'll go away.
Okay. So
he's a troll is what he is.
How about those Astros? They won.
So, by the way, you might be triggered by something I just tweeted out. We went to Papa Charlie's yesterday after the show because Papa Charlie's sponsored it. And, boy, it's right on the way home. It's on 290 right off
Friday. It's the hideaway.
It's the hideout.
The hideout. I mean, it's the hideout with Papa Charlie's is inside.
Yeah.
You know, Papa Charlie's was down by Minute Maid Park.
Yeah.
And so then the building was a
mess. Excellent.
So
barbecue.
Papa Charlie's, Wes, who's the pitmaster, moved Papa Charlie's, right. The concept inside the,
listen,
the hideaway.
Wes
holy
brought
crap.
Papa Charlie's. He, his dad was Papa Charlie.
Yeah.
Pat is a Cajun.
Pat McGinnity.
McGinnity is a Cajun. Hit that name. I don't know how he got that name and he's Cajun, but you can tell his accent is
thick. There's a rumor that he believes he started karaoke.
He believes he started karaoke.
There's the guy that he was in the French Quarter. He used to run the Cat's Meow, mm-hmm. And they used to do karaoke like in the 80s. And there were some Japanese businessmen who saw him doing it, who they were blown away by it. And all of a sudden, he's like, all of a sudden, became big in Japan. I mean, there's a chance There's a chance that Pat started karaoke.
Okay, all right, I get that.
There's a chance,
and the Japanese cashed in on it. Congratulations. But yeah, they got some boudin in there. That is all. You don't see boudin with barbecue too often. So we had a great time there yesterday.
It was fantastic.
It was unbelievable. And sometimes just hanging out with the next thing you know, ESPN 97.5 shows up. Good to see Lance and John in the house enjoying lunch. It was awesome. And then there's a picture of you and Wes. And I said something to the effect of, yeah, Lance got some tips on his brisket from Wes, but he probably couldn't hear him while he was explaining his own.
That's true. Telling Wes the way you're supposed to do things. Wes was great to talk to.
Wes was great.
Wes really doesn't care for Austin barbecue. He really doesn't care for Austin as an entire
city. Who does, though?
You know what? I'm finding out more and more people are like me. Like it had its time. There was a time I really liked Austin. It's been wiped out for the last 10 years. First of all, it's as hot or hotter than Houston. It is a desert. Remember the great heat of 2011 where we had like 30 days of 100? Austin was up in 104, 105. They were hotter than us. I like how they act like they're Phoenix and it's a dry heat because it's not. It's a humid heat too in Austin. There is no infrastructure for the roadways, so it will always be exactly what it is now because the traffic is an atrocity.
Now,
all of San Francisco
has moved.
Has moved, and the tech industry has moved to Austin. So now the price, and it was never.
And not only that, but you can pitch a tent anywhere and just live there now. Congratulations.
Well, so that helps with the cost of living. Makes it a little cheaper, but you don't want to have to go to a tent. But
except the whole running water thing.
Yeah, you don't want to have to go tent city to afford Austin. But the good thing is, I looked at it because I'm like, I believe Austin is now officially more expensive than Chicago. And it is. Austin is more expensive to live in than Chicago is now. I went and did the research on the neighborhoods.
Are you planning a move to either of those? You're just doing
no. I just was curious about either of those cities. How Austin's considered this? Like Austin is so much more expensive to live now than Houston, Dallas. Every place has its pockets where it's just way too expensive to live.
Oh yeah. Well, Austin. Yeah, it's too expensive because it's too weird. It's too expensive for me.
Like, it's not even as weird as it used to be.
Okay, it's still weird.
They still keep dogs, and you can still go into any place of business where you can eat food and still have dog hair get into it. That's still,
Not interested in that. What I want when I'm grilling is to have the best grill. That's what I want.
Well, and then why don't you go to Texas Star Grill Shop? As a matter of fact, we have got this Saturday. What? I'm going to be out. Yeah, this Saturday I'm going to be out there with the representatives from the Memphis Grills. And they're going to be out there from 11 to 1. They're going to be barbecuing, cooking food. Why don't you come out and come see me? Come see the great grills. Come see the good people of Texas Grill Shop. Grab some delicious food. But you're going to find out that summer grill sale is the real deal. Now, look, the grills, what people are looking for in grills now, you're going to say, well, these are more expensive than I'm used to. Yeah, these are also way better than what you're used to. We're talking about extremely well-built, durable grills that are getting the job done for you. And I mean, if you're old school, you want the Weber gas grill, they've got that. You want the Green Egg, where you want to control the airflow and kind of how the fire works, they've got the large and extra large versions, and they're both on sale. The Traeger, which is where I got started, and right now, frankly, I would put the Traeger up against just about anything. The Traeger wood pellet grill, they've got the second iteration and the second generation, and it is phenomenal. Pits and Spitz has a great wood pellet grill. The Memphis, as I talked about, Memphis is a high-end wood pellet grill that allows you to cook indirectly or with direct flames. Come check it out for yourself at 2045 Southwest Freeway. This Saturday, I'll be there from 11 to 1. I want you to come by, come say hi, come enjoy some food, and check out all the barbecue grills that are on sale and all the amenities, which I think are going to blow you away, at TexasGrillShop.com.
can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Live from Prime Social, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
David, this is an inappropriate question. Be honest, free food or paid for? Inappropriate to be talking about paying money for stuff. Okay?
Inappropriate.
It's inappropriate. That's inappropriate, David. We did pay for our beers, though. We had a couple. So, but how about this? On Tuesdays, $2 domestic beers at Papa Charlie's. Cypress Trail Hideout. What the heck? How in the hell do you make any money on $2 bottles of beer, domestic beers? Man, you guys, you're going to lose your business. Congratulations, Pat and Wes. You're losing your business. Congratulations. Because we had a few of those $2 beers. Enjoyed them. Okay, 713-780-3776. Carlos Correa headed to the IL again, and it's just...
People are getting mad.
It's getting now to a point where, I mean, everyone you talk to, you're like, well, I guess you can't possibly keep that dude. This will be the third straight year where he won't play 110 games, or it'll be 110 games at most. So, I mean, how in the world are you going to give him that big long-term contract? Somebody will. Somebody will when he becomes a free agent. But here's another, when he goes into arbitration next year, here's another instance where he wasn't able to finish the season. I can't pay him big, big money for when he's gone for 50 to 60 games. Mm-hmm. I just can't. Until he proves that he can stay on the field for an entire season, we can't give him that kind of money. And I think an arbiter will feel the same way.
This is so frustrating because this is why, you know, baseball is guaranteed money. Baseball is long-term guaranteed money. And when you get on the hook for it, you know, ask Josh Hamilton. You look at Josh Hamilton. You look at what happened with Pujols. You look at any number of long-term deals. The odds of a long-term deal working out, because once you're done with your arbitration, once you're done with your service time, you're in your prime. And then the length of contract, a lot of times, will run outside of the prime, especially the last couple years, potentially. And if you're a guy who's in your prime, but you're also injury prone, that is a disastrous potential. You know, you're talking about potential disaster when you're guaranteeing that much money. And Carlos Correa is going to cost you, when it gets time to, you know, Carlos Correa is going to be a $25 million player, I would assume, 25 plus. Even with the injury history he's got.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
You don't think that Boris can get him? Doesn't he have Boris?
Of course he does. Everybody has Boris. But oh, yeah? Well, there's plenty of guys that were sitting there watching. Boris has lost a bit of his touch lately.
Name one younger superstar caliber player like
but
that.
But is he a superstar caliber player if he can't stay on the field?
Well, no, I don't think so. I mean,
no.
I think it's a special category you put those guys in where you're like, it's kind of like Will Fuller. Boy, if Carlos Correa stays healthy, yeah. He looks like he could really be good if he could stay healthy. Well, this is like 4 years we're
saying
but this
in a row. But this is the number one overall pick in the draft. This is a guy who looks like A-Rod, plays, and when he's on, he's got every tool you could possibly want, and he appears to be a guy that should be scheduled for as big a payday as anybody. And yet, if I'm a general manager, yeah, I would love to have Carlos Correa. Yeah, but I'm not taking a chance that I'm paying that dude $25 million a year, $30 million a year, when he can't stay. He literally cannot stay on the field. I'll pass and I'll have a guy. I'd much rather pay a Lindor or a Story or whomever. I would much rather pay a guy like that. That I know will be a little less. He's going to have less production, but he's going to be there.
Well, then you know what? You move Correa. You don't if you feel like you. And I know you're talking.
This is going to be a Garrett Cole kind of situation, where
you know how much you
you're
get?
Just priced out. You're Gerrit Cole, you would love to have Gerrit Cole, but you picked up Greinke. Yeah, your payroll is going to be too much. We can't afford to give that dude to a $35 million a year deal. He's just got to go. Does anybody want to see Gerrit Cole leave? No. Does anybody want? But you're going to pay Springer. You got one more year of arbitration with Springer. Maybe you can come to a 3-4 year deal with Springer.
Springer, you sign. You move Correa if you feel like you need to. I'm not on an Astro Twitter. Please don't surround my house with Molotov cocktails. Okay, I'm not advocating trading Correa right now. But what I am saying is, you do not just let a Carlos Correa walk. Carlos Correa has value. And if something comes up down the road, this guy cannot stay healthy. If he's got a recurring back issue, you make it someone else's problem because there's still plenty of service time available or club control for you to get some really good young talent. Because let's face it, John, we already knew this was going to happen. Springer is core. Bregman is core. Altuve is a core. Yordan is a core. And you've already got Yuli under, you know, you got Yuli under contract. I mean, that's plenty of offense right there.
Well, it's, yeah. I mean, you want to be as good as you possibly can. Here's the problem.
Brantley.
Well, yeah. But those are shorter-term guys. Mm-hmm. Yuli and Brantley are shorter-term guys. Here's the deal. You can't get another player to replace him right now because it just would add a player of Carlos's potential. If you're going to go out and get a guy, you want a guy that's probably a $20 million guy. You can't add that kind of payroll. What you're going to have to get is prospects, like you said. It's rare for someone to trade a shortstop for prospects, but that just might be the case. You got him locked up for a couple more years of arbitration, and no, I could certainly see them playing this out and taking – you know, Carlos Correa as long as they possibly, and let him walk in free agency. I could see that happening because you are actually getting his kind of production on the cheap. Carlos Correa is a $5 million a year guy, a 900 OPS guy that's only making $5 million this year. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's great. I down the road, I'm just telling you, you can fall in love and hold hands with Carlos Correa all you guys want. I'm trying to build championships. Me and Jeff Leno are trying to build. Jeff Leno's not really interested in trading guys away. But I'm not saying this year, but if we're going to have a big boy talk about and a big girl talk about what we're doing as an organization, if you're Jeff Leno, you got to talk about things like this. You got to say, you know, he's going to cost this much. This is who he is. Really good player. He's also oft injured relative to
a player. But wait a minute. Okay, so the counter argument is he's not costing you. He is a great bargain. No, he's just making five. No, for the next 2 years, though. With this injury now, next year's arbitration, what is he going to make? $6 million?
I would argue that.
$7 million,
I'm not saying trade him right now, but here's what I would say. The earlier you trade him, the longer the club control, the more valuable that trade is for the team trading for him. The more they're more likely to give additional prospects or high-end prospects. So I think that's something you consider. There is a sliding scale at work. The other fact is, hey, if you're saying Zach, you brought Zach Greinke in, so you've now extended a window of opportunity for World Series. You rock with Carlos Correa the whole way.
That's right.
And that's probably what they're thinking. I'm just saying you need to talk about here's the different things that we're looking at.
And here's what else you did. You depleted your organization with the Greinke trade.
And that's why this would help to replenish.
Now, here's a way that you could fade this is if Yordan can actually play first base, Bregman at short, Yuli at third.
Bregman's not playing short. I don't think
he has played short.
I know, but you know they don't like playing him short now.
I know, but I know because Miles Straw comes in, but you're not going to go long term with Miles Straw. Here's the deal: is if Tucker or Yordan, if one of these, if freaking where is Whitley? What the hell? Because
how about
where
Yordan
is Tucker?
DH? What's wrong with Yordan DH?
Well, Yordan is great, but if he could play – what, really? Because when
interleague is – interleague, he's got
to play
first.
Interleague in World Series. We're talking about the World Series.
Yeah, interleague and World Series.
If Yordan
Series,
could play
–
he's more valuable if he could play every day in the field.
I would argue that you keep Yordan in a level of bubble wrap when you don't have to play him in the field. He's going to stay healthier potentially.
Well, yeah. He's athletic, though. I don't understand why. You put a first baseman's glove on him all off season, and every day he takes 1,000 ground balls. And you know what? The dude,
are you really interested in taking? I like Bregman at third. Is there a problem with do baseball people have a problem with Bregman playing third?
No, But I mean, if you're not going to have Carlos Correa, then that's probably what you do.
I just, man, is he rangy enough to play short? I know he can play it. You know what? Maybe it just doesn't matter. Maybe you're
that's
just,
his natural position, by the way.
Well, I know it was. I don't know that. I mean, he can obviously play it. I guess he's fine. He's fine. He's going to hit.
They did that a lot when Carlos was down and Yuli played third. And,
yeah, that's true. And even if he's not Carlos Correa defensively, it doesn't matter. He's there. He plays every day. He's in the MVP race the last 2 years.
Yeah, he's there. And you gave him $100 million. So guess what? 728 ESPN 97.5. You ramjack him into shortstop.
If that's what you have to do, that's what you have to do. Ramjack is now becoming a verb. In some instances, John puts it out there as a verb. I put it out there as a business. I put it out there as a business that you really can't do without if you live in the city of Houston. If you haven't had foundation issues or you haven't corrected a foundation problem with your home, you're going to have to. Unless you bought a house where someone else had the foundation fixed. I don't know how it got fixed. I don't know who your company was. I don't know if they did it right the first time. I didn't know if they made a mess of your work site. You know, sometimes when people have their foundation work done, they have ancillary issues that they didn't expect because the companies really don't take care of the property like they should. Ramjack is not that kind of company. As a matter of fact, if you want to get it done right, don't do it twice. Do it right. Rely on the experts over at Ramjack Foundation Repair. They can come in. They give you an on-site evaluation. They'll tell you exactly what's going on. They set up a program plot a course for success to get your house back to even level so they can level it out and take care of the biggest investment that you have with your home, you know, and that's your home. And they can get those foundation issues taken care of for you. And they do it right the first time. They care about your property. They're going to take care of it. They're going to work efficiently. They work cleanly. And they work with a patented technology that gives them a lifetime transferable warranty that is something that carries a lot of value whenever you sell a home. 713, especially with a name like Ramjack and their reputation over 40 years in the business. Ramjack.com, 713-599-0102.
Yep. And we back.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 733 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Time to bring up Kyle Tucker. Yep, time to bring up Kyle Tucker. Tucker, I know, Tucker has been playing first base, I know. And he's trying, and I think they're waiting for a September call-up as opposed to running Tucker out there right now. I don't know. We'll see. Because Tucker, with all of the injuries, I think it's kind of telling this year that all of the injuries that they've had, which were plentiful, that Tucker's the only guy that – I mean, you're calling up the Straws and the Mayfields and the Fishers and all the guys that were called up this year, and Tucker, nah. Not that, no, we're not doing that. Okay. I mean, I think it's kind of telling. He had a little bit of a say. He's hitting well, but it just, I don't know. It's so disappointing. I thought Forrest Whitley was going to be a key to this season, and sure enough, he was. You had to go out and get Greinke. He was. I mean,
he was a key. He forced you into Greinke.
Yeah, it would have been awesome if he took off early on.
Well, he has stunk this year. Numbers are, I don't know, maybe he's been better lately.
Well, he was
last
hurt,
time I checked,
and then,
he was up over 12. He went from 8 to 12.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's just a shame. He needs to really, really.
Oh, why does he look like Brock Osweiler in this picture?
Well, don't say that.
Look, he's 1-7 with a 9-1-3. That's not bad. He's given up more hits than innings pitched.
That's not.
Okay.
Wait, what did you say? That's not bad. What?
Yeah, he's given up 48 earned runs, but in 47 innings, that's pretty good.
Isn't he? Did he die earlier this year or something?
35 walks in 47 innings. I mean, that's pretty good. Whip number of 1.8. That's fine. This is fine.
It's not fine.
This is fine.
There is nothing fine about any of this.
Now,
there's nothing funny about it either.
He's given up 11 homers. Yeah, it's not.
When you look at their pitching stats, it goes, okay, number one Armenteros was good. Joe Biagini. Uh-huh. And then you look down, and the last guy on the list is Forrest Whitley.
Can I,
with a 12-12-1.
Can I bring this up to you?
A 12-2-1 ERA.
Forrest Whitley's minor league career, and this is the guy
0-3 with a 12-2-1. Isn't he? I don't.
That was. Are these all his stops this year?
No, he's had one. Yeah, he was in. What the hell is he doing in Fayetteville? Hey, let's go get him a win.
Everywhere he goes,
let's go get him a win. Send him down to Fayetteville.
Everywhere he's gone, he stinks this year.
Everywhere. Good Lord.
How is this his record? I don't get this.
Four teams.
Do you know his? Can you believe
this? He was in AAA, AA, A+, and rookie. Yikes. Okay.
He got rocked. No, he just had. That must have been a rehab stint. But listen. Forrest, what do you
wait a minute? Why are you doing a rehab stint in A plus and rookie ball when you're in the minors?
Because you got a 12 or 9 ERA. So his minor league record is 7-15 with a 4.78.
That's
number one in the organization. Number one.
No, yeah, and one of the top in prospects in the world.
Feels speculative.
Yeah, I mean maybe we're asking a little much. Maybe
it may be time to back
middle
off
relief.
It may be time to back off.
He went from an ace to maybe middle relief.
Forrest Whitley hype train. I mean, I like the 7 minor league wins he has in his life. Okay, you're welcome, Forrest Whitley. We're about to jump off of you and on to Baker Mayfield. Excuse me. Oh, we'll do that. Let's get a couple calls in here real quick, and then we'll talk about Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield did something extremely disrespectful. This guy has just.
And then he backed off of it. Yesterday he was, they're just trying to get clicks.
You insulted him a little bit. Yeah, you got a little out of order yourself.
No, you did. Spencer, let's get him in here. Let's talk about Kyle Tucker. What do you say, Spencer?
Hey, guys. I don't know if y'all have heard anything, but, you know, I've heard like a couple of rumblings. People mentioned it. Nothing specific. Like maybe McTaggart said something about it. If Tucker having a bad attitude in the spring or something like that, because this really doesn't make sense. Because when Springer went down, I was like, okay, here comes Tucker. He never came up. And then Luno gave an interview 2 weeks ago, and they were asking about Tucker, and it was kind of an odd statement. He said, no, he's doing fine, and he knows September's around the corner, and I appreciate the fact that his agent is not calling me whining about when he's going to come up. And that's not the quote, but it was something along those lines. So I don't know if there's just something weird going on, because 2 springs ago, everybody was just having a heart attack calling Ted. And then this spring, it was just like, yeah, I don't really like this guy that much anymore. So anyway, and as far as Correa is concerned, I kind of agree with both of you guys. I honestly thought that Luno was going to try to move him this year if he could get Scherzer. I really thought I could see that happening during the season, and I could see it happening down the line. But I kind of agree with Granato that if you can't get a really, really good deal for him, then just go ahead and have a really good shortstop as long as you have him under contract. And
sure.
If he walks, he walks. So, thanks.
Yeah. That happens all the time. Mm-hmm. Let's get the best value if we can out of him. And by the way, he's a great value at $5 million. Now, granted, he's only playing 100 games, but you know what? For $5 million, with the kind of production that he has and over 900 OPS, you know what? It's still not a bad value. And by the way, he's not making that much more in arbitration because he's missing all these games again. So you can get another deal with him. Now, it's probably going to piss him off. Hey, why won't you give me a long-term contract? You give it to Bregman. You give it to Altuve. Springer hasn't gotten one. But you're doing all these long-term contracts and me, nothing over here? Well, yeah, because you can't prove that you can stay healthy. Once you prove you can stay healthy, maybe you get that deal.
Yeah, you know, this isn't, you know, you don't just hand out. As you can tell on the show, I'm not. I know you guys break
your
balls.
Congratulations! It's because of you that Garrett Cole's leaving.
You're welcome for Zach Greinke. That's fine. So you are because of me. Zach Greinke's here.
Yeah. No. Would you rather not have Garrett Cole for long term?
Here's the thing. Oh, okay. You just don't hand out money because you're starry eyed. Like Carlos is so dreamy. I just love Carlos Correa so much, and he makes me feel so special. Remember when we won a World Series? That was so great. And Carlos proposed. Oh, it was so amazing. So what? So what? We're trying to win championships over here. You don't just hand out money to guys who are hurt all the time. And you know what? Frankly, you let them walk, go ahead. Maybe you get a third-round compensatory pick. Oh, wait, that's right. You get comp picks, but it's not the really the same as base. It's not really the same as football. You know what you can get more than your any
No, actually, you get them at the end of the first round.
Yeah. But it's relative to the value of the pick. I would actually say it's about equal to football's value.
Maybe, yeah.
I would say it's potentially about equal.
Well, maybe. I don't know. You know, wait, you can find a guy in the 22nd round in baseball, but you can't find that in football.
Okay, so Jadeveon Clowney and Carlos Correa. Would you want to just let Clowney walk for a comp pick, or would you rather get something for him?
Oh, I'd much rather get something for him.
Okay.
It's a different deal, though.
Well, it's different in the sense that minor leagues are your lifeblood, and Carlos Correa could help replenish. I'm just saying, the idea of moving Carlos Correa from a team that smashes the ball, it's not like you're depleted offensively. It's not like you haven't learned to win without Carlos Correa either. You have offensive talent. It's worth the discussion about, hey, if we need to, he could help us replenish our, because this is really getting to a point where you don't want to have to give that kind of money to a guy who can't stay on the field. And this is obviously a bigger conversation we're having about Carlos Correa and being, you know, injury prone. At this point, I think you got to look at the phrase injury prone and say,
no,
maybe it's a fair comment.
No, it absolutely is. It absolutely is. All right, 713-780-3776. Should we find out what Gilbert needs? Are you going to do it on the other side? Del, you're always trying to stay on the clock. God. It's aggravating.
What, stay on the clock?
Yeah. Oh, God, you want to do, okay. Oh, look at AJ's pet over there. Oh,
you know,
AJ.
You know,
are we staying on the clock because of me? How about that, AJ?
I don't get really insulted by anything, but you calling me a pet is going to be a problem.
AJ's pet?
No, it's not even AJ's pet. Just calling me a pet, period, is going to be a problem. That's all. I'm just letting you know.
Well, look at me. Dell's my favorite because he stayed on the
clock. He's never said that to me.
Yeah, no, he is right now.
I'm just letting you know.
Ooh, teacher's pet.
Calling me a pet is going to be a problem for both of us. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, because AJ will run with that. By the way, AJ will run with it,
too. I'm not a suck-up.
Sucking up to AJ.
I know the Gilbert thing is going to take 10 minutes, so why not just have a full segment for it? It's not sucking up to AJ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
I like where we haven't talked about Sanchez leaving the game early with injury. Like how we haven't talked about Josh James isn't back until September. Like, there's some things that aren't great right
now. I'm okay with Josh James not coming back. Oh, well. You know what? As long as he's got enough time to get ready for the postseason.
They're loaded in the bullpen. I'm not worried about it.
Well, yeah. Will Harris is your best man. How'd that taste? 743 ESPN 97.5.
TGS Insurance is the company. It. Yeah, let me tell you about why it's so important that you shop your homeowner's insurance. You might find every once in a while there's people who they text money to 232323 and they get the insurance quote back and it's not substantially lower than what they have now and they stay with it. And that's cool. That's you know probably what you should do. But you also should be checking. You should be sending money, texting the word money to 232323. And here's why. It's worth checking to see what you are being charged for your homeowner's insurance. Because if you stay with those companies too long, what they do is they start to move your rate up. Oh, it's $24. Over the course of the full year, it's $2 extra a month. That's not a big deal. And you go, yeah, that's not that big a deal. And then it's like $17 more. And then it's $31. But, you know, but we've got the great coverage and blah, blah, blah. And they send you a Christmas card, so that's nice. So, they sign everyone in the office who doesn't even know you signs their name. What I'm trying to do is get you great coverage, A-rated coverage for less. And that's what TGS Insurance can do. They aggregate a variety of A-rated insurance companies, and they find you the lowest rates. And the average customer saves $870 or more, with many saving in the thousands. And that is a real thing. Make sure that you're one of those people that checks on your rates when you text money to 232323. That's TGSinsurance.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. There is, okay, what are the odds? Today's what are the odds? Wednesday. Well, it's Wednesday, right? So on our show here?
Yep.
So we invented it? What are the other
ones? No, you're confused. I know you guys make appearances on that other show.
No, that's well, that
that's for them.
Well, I think we originated it. What are the
other ones? No, I feel like they were doing that before this was even a show on this station.
No, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure we originated What Are the Odds Wednesday.
Do you go on that show and do the What Are Your Odds stuff with them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I'm looking at a picture of you and Nick Sciarra.
From the party?
Yeah, it's creepy.
How's it creepy?
What's creepy?
Which is why I love it.
Why is it creepy?
Because you and Nick are really, really close.
Well, everyone's really close. You're getting in a picture with like 10 people in it. Ooh, you have to be close.
It's kind of... It looks like you two are sharing a moment.
It's not any creepier.
By yourself in a corner or a closet or
it's
something.
It's not any creepier. How can it be a corner or closet when you can clearly see it's a hallway at the station?
I don't
know. It's creepy?
Like it's a closet to me.
It's not any creepier than any time there is a cheerleader in that room with you.
No.
And you say, really? The word I was going to use is dumb, but I'm gonna change it to inappropriate.
No, I don't ever say anything inappropriate.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Ever. Don't know what the hell you're talking about. What I do know is that you and Nick look really close there.
We have to get into a picture.
Okay.
It's, right, you know,
maybe, I think Dez caught you two doing something.
You mean with the other 10 people in the picture?
There are no. It's only two people. You.
That's
and him.
Because they cropped it. You, Mario. Oh.
Tell your mom to switch to Sonny.
Yeah,
I'm not,
because
this is not.
She can't hear you because my mic's
can't be
on.
Doing this.
It
Mary,
is.
He wants your mom to switch to Sonny.
She doesn't
to John.
Want this inappropriateness.
Sonny Knight and Dana Tyson is way more appropriate than John Green.
Yeah, there's like.
She's a lovely woman.
Lazy J, LaRosa, Raheel, Kirsten is in the picture. And you're like, oh, it's so creepy. It's not creepy. There are 10 people standing in the hallway. What are you talking about?
It's just cropped.
All I see is you two.
To one and a half.
It's just cropped.
It's cropped to one and a half. So Aaron Sanchez has nagging soreness with his pec, and it was bothering him. It bothered his velocity, so he was out. They pulled him after 2 1/3. As an Astro, his ERA now is at 4.82.
He had one bad outing. Yeah.
He had that one good outing, really good one.
Yeah, he had a no-hitter.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
It wasn't. This is now, is it two in a row? He's been okay. He doesn't. Yeah.
He was bothered yesterday, though, so I'm not. Are you going to count
that?
Well,
he said it comes and goes. It just doesn't know when it's going to happen. So that's not great.
No.
That's not great.
But you're not counting on Aaron Sanchez. And by the way, Aaron Sanchez is a guy.
Yeah, that's my point. He's a fifth starter. Maybe fourth.
Yeah. No.
Maybe.
What? Where? Where is he a fourth? He lost 13 straight games this year.
Oh, no. Wait. That's right. Miley is now four, yeah. So. Hmm. Yeah, he's a five.
He's a five.
He's a guy who will fight for the five. He just came right out of the shoot with the no-hitter.
Listen,
no
at best, deal. he's going to give you some long relief in the postseason. Or maybe you can get an inning. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how this Peck responds. We'll see whether or not he can warm up because he's been a starter. If he can get ready right away, come in and give you a good inning in the postseason. If not, he's off the roster.
Well, so he's 10-day. So he's going to be 10-day DL. Carlos is on the 10-day DL. Will Carlos being obviously Carlos Correa. So we'll see how this works out. I mean, hopefully you get all your injuries worked out by the time you get to postseason. And you have a full team. That's the hope. Mm-hmm. That's always the hope.
Well, so we'll again, I don't even know that Aaron Sanchez plays a role.
No, but you'd still.
I mean,
it'd
be nice.
Actually, he might not even make the playoffs.
That's what I said.
It really is true because you look at him. Why are you going to.
If he can't warm up and get ready.
Yeah, he's no guarantee to make a roster.
No, I mean.
As a matter of fact, he's a long shot to make a playoff roster, I would say.
Yeah. It depends on how well, guys. If Josh James comes back and pitches well. You know, Peacock is pitching well. If, you know, it depends on a lot of things. If Aaron Sanchez comes back and he's throwing well, you got to see, hey, dude, can you warm up and give us an inning from time to time? And let's see if you can do that because he's so used to every fifth day. You know how much they throw before the game and all of that stuff? He's got to eliminate that. He's got to get used to coming out of the bullpen, and that's not going to be easy to do. So we'll find out. I mean, obviously, McCullers and Morton were able to make that transition and come in with after warming up quickly and came in and saved the world. Yes, that all happened. But you don't know that every guy can do that.
You know, his walks per nine is just not great. I mean, that's one of the big concerns I would have is that he's just not great over the last 3 years with his walks per nine inning.
Again, I don't want to look at that dude anytime before here because he lost 13 straight games. I mean,
yeah, I think issues with finding the finding the plate or a real thing. You want guys in the bullpen. You don't want someone who's going to put a man on base unnecessarily.
No.
If you're a starter, it's one thing to get into a rhythm. Man, you got a short cycle of pitches that you're going to be throwing. You can't afford to be putting guys
on
base.
I look at every guy pre-BS, Brent Strom, post-Brent Strom, okay? Right. I mean, he met Brent Strom, and the golden magic touch gave him a no-hitter after 13 straight losses.
Did they meet? Did they ever meet?
Yes.
Because Brent had his thing.
No, I know he had a thing, but I think it was after. He got a little agita. He had gas, and he had to go. So, I mean,
I don't know that he met Brent Strom.
Well, he was touched by Brent Strom.
Yeah.
I mean,
you don't have to. They probably brought him into the, they probably brought him to the hospital and Brent's like in his bed, got an IV, like, here you got diverticulitis or whatever Brent Strom had. I don't think it was just gas, as you say, John. But, and Jeff Leno and AJ said, go over there. You can just go over by him.
Just touch him.
Yeah. Just let him touch you. Brent's like, who's this? Like, this is our new pitcher, Aaron Sanchez. We got Sanchez? What'd you give up for him?
Dude.
Dunn has, like, nothing.
Nothing. Don't worry.
What's the spin rate? It's right now.
Watch. Watch how it gets better.
He spins it at a 194X over Z coordinate Y.
Oh.
That's not bad. You and your math. All right. Give me your hand.
Come here. Touch me. Hey, what's all this black stuff?
Here's, wait. He didn't have pine tar in a hospital. Uh-huh. Will you stop? The haters say that, John. Not you.
No, I love him.
Here's what he did. He just felt it, and all of a sudden, it's just like a Mr. Miyagi.
Ooh, that sounds.
And then he touches Brent Strong, touches his hand. And he's like, it's warm. That spin getting in your hand. That's just the spin. I'm putting spin in your hand. Spit? Did you say you're spitting in my hand? I said spin. Open your ears, Sanchez, you jackass.
Whoa.
Well, because Brent's pissed. He's a little cranky. He's in the hospital bed.
Yeah, he's cranky.
And he's like, and he's got a catheter. And he's like, oh. And then all of a sudden, man, this hand feels.
That's amazing. Man,
the wrist feels like I got a lot of flexibility in this. Get out there and do your thing. I can only guarantee. Yeah. For you, maybe one or two games. I can't really promise anything.
Mm-hmm. When was our listener party? Like this week or last week? I forget.
It was last week, Thursday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now I remember. I saw Eunice here, and I told her, I said, Eunice, you know, we just bought some more mattresses from Yuval. And she's like, did you talk about it on your lives? Yeah. Because every mattress, my sister-in-law, she's moving here, and they bought two mattresses, and she was like, this is unbelievable. The prices are unbelievable. Like, I'm not even joking. In a lot of instances, you're getting it for less than half of what you would pay at the other stores. It's not even arguable. The best sleep at the best price. This is what Texas Mattress Makers has been. This is 40 years in the making. Yuval is being inducted to the Hall of Fame. He is something special. There's Labor Day is coming up, and Yuval loves it. He's going to have a huge anniversary / Labor Day sale, and there is nothing that Yuval can do that you won't save money. Even if he's not having it, you don't have to wait for the Labor Day. You don't have to wait. You just go in there, and Yuval is going to give you the best. Lax is unbelievable. Yuval is unbelievable. You are just going to get the best price every single day. I don't even know why Yuval even says, oh, we're having a huge sale. You got a huge sale every day. Every day at Texas Mattress Makers. It doesn't matter what day you go in there. You're going to get the best sleep at the best price. This is not even arguable. 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy. 4619 corner of Navigation in Lockwood. They've got the Quantum Coil mattress sets. But they've got everything. Go see for yourself. It's at TexasMattressMakers.com.
My guys, Elijah and Lil Bill and Corinne.
ESPN
ESPN 97.5.
Please stand by.